after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Hot, frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Shetty J. My co-host is the Moses. Will be in the building in a second. T. Melina. And nice seduction. But yes, today's show is entitled The Team Is Up to Something. For those of y'all who are new to the show or are returning back to the show, every Monday we bring you what we call Hot After Dusk Monday. And every Wednesday we bring you what we call Hump Day After Dusk. So yes, today's, and we bring those two shows every week. So, yes, today's show will be great. We don't have any interviews today. It's straight. Y'all get to hear us blab, blab, blab. So, yes, you'll be having my segment that I do every Monday, which is Crickets of the Week. And that's why I bring attention to some of the dumbest and worst people of the past week. We also do our fan favorite segment, which is The Six, where we name a topic and we make a list of six based off that topic. So, yes, a lot of hot stuff coming up from that. This weekend, man, but you guys, I want to keep up what's going on in my world, in the teens world. As far as myself, it was one of those weekends that was chilling for the most part, getting my mind right. And yes, I do a shoot on yesterday, which is very dope. I like when I get to shoot with people I haven't shot with in a while and bring something to the table. I haven't, you know, show some improvement. Like, you want to look at a shoot you did them before and then make it parallel to what the new shoot. It's like always crazy to see how much you both have grown. And so, yeah, it's always great to see that you and the people you work with on multiple occasions, to see that you both are having growth and not staying in a stagnant mindset or progress or whatnot. So, yes. Other than that, weekend was pretty chill. I know one thing I was glad about, the weather got better because it was driving nuts. All that cold weather we was going to deal with all last week, it was really a downer. Like, he was like, oh, goodness, I'm just going to stay in, chill. I felt like how I felt during New Year's Eve week. Oh, man, that was ridiculous. So, yes, I am glad to be able to have some warmer weather. Today was a little on the windy side, but for the most part, it was good. The weekend was good. The weather was, oh, my goodness, what was that? So, yes, I'm excited. Indeed. Yep, they go one of the co-hosts of the Moses. What's up, Nay?
What's up?
How much? Shoot, I'm glad that you young girls gonna get in your business. You know how we do. Now, I know one thing, man. My butt, well, a lot of stuff hurt. Was sore today because my legs went as sore last week, but this week. So my personal trainer, I go to the personal trainer every Saturday morning now. That man was trying to kill me. And I know you don't normally hear this from guys, but, man, I was like the way he was having me do the exercises and how I had my posture, that was, like, weird because the way the shoulders was walking around, I felt like my booty felt weird. It's like, what the hell is going on? So, yeah, My back and stuff is trying to slowly make a foundation to get some shape to it. It's like, oh Lord, I don't want to hear that again. The females acting crazy. Ooh, you got bigger, but Lord, so yes, I don't know if I'm ready for all that. well, that's pretty much of me, Nate. What's been going on? What's going on with you this weekend? How was your weekend? I know it was a roller coaster for you.
Oh yeah. I was the whole weekend. I pretty much slept all weekend. Went to church yesterday. While I was at church, I found out my aunt passed away from cancer yesterday. So.
I talked to you personally about yesterday. I just want to say again, reiterate again on the show that, you know, we love you and, you know, we wish the best of your family to get through this.
Thank you.
You've been dropping all kind of heat. Let's see, you dropped some more of that new by Nikki. I saw that.
Yeah, I did, and she actually commented on my picture.
I saw. I was like, okay, Nate.
Okay.
Little short though.
Yeah, she commented on my picture. I didn't expect her to comment, but she did. And that was pretty cool, you know, for her to actually say she liked my, you know, she loved my picture. And I had school today, so you know, I got class Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So, yeah, that's how that goes.
I saw a special package came today.
Yes. Okay, so remember I told y'all that I got asked to be an endorsement / brand ambassador for this cosmetic line based out in Atlanta. So I did receive my lipstick in the mail today for people who thought I was, you know, BSing about being a brand ambassador for this cosmetic line or whatever. So it did come in the mail today, which I posted, you know, my package. And on top of that, I will have all expenses paid to Miami, and I will have my own personal driver and meals provided every day, so all expenses are paid. I have my own personal chauffeur and a 5-star hotel on Miami Beach.
Nice. Don't forget about the little people.
Of course.
Let me hold a dollar. Nah, that's what's up. I told T, I said, don't be hiding. As you know, we're going to get on you tonight. So, yeah, I hope she knows we're not letting her off the hook. she is going to get these jokes. Well, not necessarily jokes. She gonna get us in her business. So she can't be doing all that hiding. We gonna get her. So yes. So T, we gonna get you. Which, by the way, why wait for T? I go on a little bit on it. So did you see T's stuff?
Actually, Renato inboxed me a picture, and then
look at it. She popped up. Oh, we can wait. Now we can go all the way in. Now that she didn't check in, because we're going to let her have it. Let her
have it, Lord.
Hello, T.
But they were taking forever with your food. By the time they fucking fix my food,
you
another day.
How you doing, T?
I'm good.
Before we just have to go in, but you hear it now so we can build that up. How was your weekend, T?
My weekend was good, actually.
Good. What did you do this weekend, T?
I had a photo shoot or whatever. And got on the cover of a magazine. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the whole cover, the whole front page for you open the book.
Get the out of here.
Hey, I do that all the time. And my sister said, I'm crazy for doing that. All right, but yeah. And I heard one of my haters was hating. So you know what? Good job.
Yes.
Done.
Which, by the way, spoiler alert. That person will be in the Crickets of the Week segment this week. They might be the Cricket of the Week. But yes.
Yes, baby, you the Crickets every week.
but I'm really gonna go in this week. It's gonna be a life lesson today.
Which one, Cassie?
But yeah, but see, you was Nate. So Nate, I'm that Nate and Terry. So Nate. So interrogate T a little bit, because she was giving us body, Nate. She was giving us body.
You did good. Congratulations, T, on your cover, girl. Oh, thank you, girl. It's time for a speech. I just
I'm gonna try to give her some body. I was like, Nate. Yeah, I was like, Nate. I said, your girl T already trying to give her some body, girl. She was I was so proud of her.
You funny.
I don't know if you want to put them in the Crickets of the Week segment, but quick shout out to the Thirst Buckets that as soon as you drop the cover, all of a sudden they want to hit the inbox.
Lord, yes.
All of a sudden they want to jump in the inbox. Y'all get y'all looking ass out of here.
Right, going for them somewhere. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, that's pretty much. They should just did that. They should just type. That's pretty much all they were doing.
That was one boy was like, "Do I know you? No, you don't. So keep moving."
Get the what? See, he hit you out with that, really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! The hell out of here!
And I said, "You the one wrote me, and where do you know me from?" He said, "Church." I said, "What church you go to?" And he told me, "I said, nope, that's not my church. So you don't know me."
He was reaching.
Moving. He really was.
But yes, I was so proud. I was so proud. I was like, me and Nate, little girls growing up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I was surprised. Like, man, I was. That's why today's title was of the show was the team was up or something, because I was just so proud. Like, so many things over like in the past few days have happened for us all.
I'm gonna go when I go. The fuck?
Ooh.
I hate when people beat the one at me. The light just turned green. You can go around me. Damn it.
Yeah,
said,
so
I'm gonna go when I go, man.
I should have just stood there and beat the horn back. I did that before.
I whoops, you should me fall for that
one. So yeah, so yes, I was so proud of y'all. It was like between Nate posted more heat all the weekend and all
the college red line
that happening. I was proud, man. I was really proud of the team. Everyone's making some moves.
Yeah, I'm proud too, cause I just had to stunt on that girl for a minute, and she hated, as usual. But, you know, mission complete.
I told you. I told you when you were over here, I said, oh, you're going to apply some pressure.
They were like,
put some notice.
Y'all
see me. So, yes, Cricket of the Week would be a learning segment today, which, by the way, I'm gonna go ahead and go to a quick song break, and then we come back. We gonna go ahead and start Crickets of the Week, and we gonna go in because I got stuff to get off my chest. So,
I do too. Yeah.
So yes, this person, this will be so get out your notebooks because our Cricket of the Week will be too. Y'all will be learning something from the Cricket of the Week, so that
it's
you will
be
accordingly going forward.
Crickets of the Week.
So,
I'm
going to play some positive music first, and then I come back. I'm not going to be so positive. All right, so here's my boy, Rand Anthony. Here we go.
Just hold on.
You make it if you just hold on. Yeah, see, that wasn't that song so positive? It got you right in the heartstrings. Well, guess what? Well, all that positive energy, put it to the side for a second because this is going to get petty. Very, very blunt for the next 5 to 10 minutes. So, for today, y'all know what it means. Got to sign them off. That's music to my ears. That is the sounds. I'll let you know it's time for Cricket of the Week. Yes! So, yes, man, Cricket of the Week, again, is where I bring attention to the dumbest or worst people of the past week. The past week can also include anything that happens today and backwards. So, Donald Trump used to make it to the list. He'll make it to the list every week, and I get bored of doing that. So, I'm going to use, so this person I'm going to use here is as a teacher.
I'm going to do something I rarely do
on this show. I know what I always say. I don't really mention names too much because I want to be very, 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 very be careful of not promoting people, giving them free promotion. But today is a teaching lesson, and this person needs to know that we know the disrespect they're doing, and instead of being disrespectful, handle your own shit. So today's person is... Drum roll, please. We're going to call, for the purpose of the story, we're going to call her Justice. So, yes, you are the Cricket of the Week, and I know that you listen to this. First off, I like to make sure.
You said her name?
Yes, I did. So,
I just gave the disclaimer for her.
For the show, you know how I do. I usually don't give her name, but today it's a teaching lesson because some people need to know that you are aware of the bullshit they're doing behind your back. So, for the purpose of the story, I'll just call this person Justice. So this is a teaching lesson. There's a famous phrase that is which is why it's been thrown into the cliche category because it's often used, and that is don't bite the hand of the mouth that feeds you. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. See, some people piss me off because a lot of people always want to say, did nobody help me in it? Nobody help me. You know what? It's bullshit because somebody helped you in some, especially if you're in the industry, you were helped by someone. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Well, I can honestly say nobody helped me get started. I helped myself.
This is why I say that I don't really go by saying that because technically, in a sense, yes, not in the sense that that everyone is traditionally thinking. And whoever we had do our makeup or whoever that we went through to do our sites at first or shoot us or whatever, in a sense they helped us. There's a difference. People helped you. They didn't make you. I think that's where we get messed up. I think when we say help, the word help always comes up as a bad word. And I don't think
I made her.
But
yeah.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. Like no one these people didn't make up I'm not saying anyone we were helped in a sense, that's why I don't necessarily say we weren't helped. We just want to make sure we make it clear that people didn't make us. There's a big difference. Nobody make us. We sat here and we worked hard for the shit we did. We linked with the right people. But
some people.
In this person's case, hold on, I'm gonna let you jump in a second. But I'm not just trying on a bad session. I'm really trying to teach. This is a teaching lesson because it's not just about going to this person. It's about teaching people, period, about that shit. Like, people got to stop doing it to where y'all sit there and the people who helped you most, and, you know, they went above and beyond the help that they above and beyond their means of helping you. Y'all got the nerve to be disrespectful and sit there and try to drag this person's name to the mud. And it was even worse, you try to do it in secret, like that shit not going to get back to them. Because I always tell people this all the time. If you do right by people, a person that tries to do wrong by you, it's going to get back around to the person you were talking about. Because those people are going to come back and tell that person, because they're going to say, well, this person always do right by people. Instead of me being fake, I'm going to go back and tell them, because I don't want to do that he say, she say shit. And in this case, if we have to come to a point of where people got to stop the nonsense. Like unnecessary hating is annoying the hell out of me to where, in the latest chapter of why this is important, you have no reason to hate on the person, but you're going out your way to find something wrong. End of the day, T worked really hard for the shit she did. And this woman drove how much time was it that you drove down there, T?
Two hours and 30 minutes each way.
Okay. This woman drove 2.5 hours each way. That's a total of 5 hours worth of driving. To go work with somebody that at one point in time, and yes, I did say one point in time because you kind of burnt your bridge on doing that you had a chance to work with, you didn't see the value of going to work with that person. All of a sudden, because you got this obsession with someone who goes hard at what they do and everything they do, they go down there and they go work with that person. All of a sudden, you got a problem with it. And I got a problem with people that, if you hate me, you can hate me, but you can't hate, if I'm over here putting in this work, you can't hate on that. Because if you hate on that, you're going out of your way to, and you're showing your true colors of who the real culprit is, of how we got to the point we are now. And so I'm just real sick of the bull corn. We should not have to keep going to this shit where, like, people, you can't get mad at people because they cool with somebody that you're not cool with anymore. Like, get the fuck, like, there's plenty of people who I don't fucking like, but if a bottle chooses to shoot with them, I don't care. Like, they can shoot with them, I just don't like the person. But you're not going to
sit here. You know the crazy part of this whole situation?
Yeah.
I'm still going to shoot with somebody else that she, somebody else that she's cool with. So, they hit me up. I didn't hit them up.
Right. That's the thing. Like, it's just so annoying to continue to do this. Like, cut the bullshit out. It's time. Like, we've been letting this shit fly, and today is the day where we gonna go ahead and make this be known. Like, we're not gonna keep doing this every freaking week. Every time you do something, you know, it's like, or whatever. Just being disrespectful. And then you go out your way because you're sneaking. Instead of fessing up to what was about yourself, you being sneaky and going around people's back to say something about them.
You said what?
Yeah, it's like people going out of their ways to use fake pages or use other people's pages that you know they come looking. Like, just be real about this shit. Like, people who I don't fuck with, I block them and I don't look for their shit. Like, if you really don't fuck with the person, why are you going the same way? Like, people were like, oh man, you really did all that. Like, one of my exes is completely blocked because I don't want a remnant of her on my page because I don't give a damn what she got going on. None of that shit. So I'm just like this thought process of I just want the nonsense to end of whatever problem you got with this goes to everybody. If you got a problem with somebody, you are dressed like a goddamn adult and you keep it moving. And the person continues to do whatever. Because the thing is, your unnecessary hate that doesn't have any merit on it isn't stopping the grind that the person is doing. So you can hate all you want to, but it's not stopping the grind. Here's what makes me more mad about it, T. And Nay, you might want to get Nay. I hope you got your popcorn ready while I'm ranting. But yes, it's just annoying because you know T, you do a whole lot. You people always got these excuses. I cannot stand motherfuckers that don't have kids who are like, I ain't got time to shoot. Or I ain't got time to go to this fashion show. Or I ain't got no time to do this. I cannot stand that. And these people who got kids be putting in extra work and they live out their dreams every fucking day. So if you ain't got no kids or you don't have a marriage that's holding you down, I don't want to see or hear your excuses of why you are being sorry and lazy.
Don't piss me off for
today. So I'm just annoyed about it. I just want the ashes to end because end of the day, if this goes out, not even just the person I named Scripture of the Week, but to people. Period. If you want to hate on the team, bad idea because you're not gonna stop Nay for doing her shit. You're not gonna stop T for doing her shit. You're not gonna stop me for doing my shit.
No.
End of the day, we get hated on every day. And you know what we do? As I said, I made a status about this earlier, about this very thing. And why this person mad? How the hell we get this Facebook group? Someone, oh my goodness, pissing me off. So there was something I said earlier. I'll make sure I quote it correctly. I don't like misquoting myself. I said, I appreciate the people who say hateful things about me directly. It makes me smile and treat them as another square on my sidewalk. In other words, you can try to stop
Thank
my
you.
That going
Thank
on,
you.
But you are just another square. I'm gonna and as you do on the sidewalk, I'm gonna walk right over your ass and keep
honey
it moving. So, yeah, simple as that. You just another square. You just another square on my sidewalk. You're not going to stop what's going on. Because now I'm going to throw it at you. We're going to do a quick response thing. Like Nay, how often do you got to deal with access hate, Nay?
Every
goddamn day. You done had your pages blocked, all that kind of shit. Motherfuckers still ain't stopped you.
I have. You know somebody recorded So Gorilla, my video on So Gorilla, Instagram too.
Somebody was mad because they weren't that bathtub. That's what that was. Get over it, people.
You said what?
So, and then T, I mean, we already talked about the access to hate that T get every day, but you know, her being on the cover and then also too coming to her comfort zone, that's gonna make people. Ironically, it's funny. T coming out of her comfort zone is gonna make other people uncomfortable. It's just funny how that works. So it's gonna be hilarious. Like at the end of the day, you're not going to stop what we got going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't. So my pick of the week basically is a learning lesson. And it is a learning lesson. And I will end with this on the person I was of who I said, Justice, who I was bringing up. I really want you to grow. I want you to grow. Because I'm in a positive mindset. I want you to grow, but I want you to do right by people. You are too grown to be doing that shit. And
well,
and
I don't have
nothing
nice to say, so I'm not gonna say nothing at all.
Oh no, I mean it's fine. Like I'm just like, my thing is a teaching lesson, and I'm gonna address your behavior, and then I'm gonna encourage you to change it. That's pretty much the point of the end.
I need to change.
Encourage you to change their behavior. Especially when it comes towards me or my team.
Okay.
Like, change your behavior because there's one, like, this is a, you're on notice. Like, we're not going to be, I'm tired of doing the slick stuff where we using code names or we using pronouns. So the pronouns is over. We're using proper, we're going to use proper names on what we got going on because it's stupid.
That's just your
core. So, anyway, you pick how you want to be. You either just keep your mouth shut, or you can do another square and cheese sidewalk. Same way when people just appear to just hate on, that hate on they, y'all go out your way. I'm trying to hate on page and y'all report on page.
Mm-mm.
It's ridiculous. Stop wasting time. People out here trying to put in work. They don't have time for your petty adolescent bullshit.
We ain't gonna get nowhere on no flat tire.
So yeah, that's pretty much all I gotta say for Crickets of the Week. People change your behavior because your behavior, at the end of the day, your behavior not gonna stop us from doing what we're doing. So Crickets of the Week segment, we gonna go to another very, very, very quick song break. We come back, we'll chop it up some more. We do on the 6th, and then, you know, what's going on, segment where we tell y'all what we got going on. All right, y'all, we'll be back after this.
Yeah. It's so tan and it's so time to go in. Yeah. Swag is climbing. Never declining. Without further ado, it's them right that already you know murder this dude. And by the way,
that me and my niggas about to get his game of faceless. Like a can of beef, so over top, everything that we see is faceless. They try to damage me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit, fake shit. And we sat back for more than a minute, no longer can.
You all, I really can't take it. Everybody rap, you all are disgraces. Of course you're all pissed and all sucks. You're basic. Quit tip when you write something whack, erase it. I can see it all clearly, like my procedure is LASIK. I've been in your bitch's mouth for a while, like braces. You play the wifey game and I'm just screaming, girl, take it. But when you try, fuck, she duck your nut like the Matrix. Things I got your girl with, like a dominatrix. My pipe gave ill, so you know my dominatrix. You can call me Fizz, I ain't borderline the greatest. When they ask my level, say somewhere I'm in space, bitch. All these whack rappers, they bigger than the mannequin. I'm a Futurama girl, I know back Brannigan. I ain't trying to be friends like Jennifer Aniston. So work your way down and put your head where your hand is, rest.
Niggas about to get his game of faceless. Like a can of beef, so over top, everything that we see is faceless. They try to damage me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit. And we sat back for more than a minute, no longer can we take it.
So ghetto, no hello, I won't settle. Hot stove kettle. I'm trying to rise up to probably Hove level. A Zamunda bitch in front of me with rose petals. With the power I possess, within an hour or less, I make chowder of your flesh. You'll be devoured in a mess. Gone, literally, your body's over here, but your brains are in Italy. Your dreams of trying to get rid of me will be gone. on, I'm living on to infinity. Cause with these songs, I'm displaying a level of energy. You niggas is sick in the head, so I guess I'll be the remedy. Pause. You'll never have me gone, no Kennedy, junior or senior. What rules in my demeanor is the cash and everything around me. I can be the king of Jersey and I say it proudly. You can see everything so real about me, cause my flow level's up there where the clouds be. I was sent here to raise eyebrows, won't sweat it like dry towels. And by the way, my nigga, I won't change like five hours.
That me and my niggas about to get a game of faceless. Like a chain of feet, so over top. Everything that we see is faceless. They try to change me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit, fake shit. And we stay right for more than a minute, no longer can we take it, take it, take it.
All right, we're back, everyone. We're back right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, T. Melina, and A Seduction. All right, so, you get the sixth segment, man. I had to get that crooked of the week segment off my chest because I'm just really just tired of unnecessary hate from people and then thinking that people are not aware. Well, now, you've been addressed on a radio platform that reaches quite a bit of people, just a little bit of people. You know, we only got like over 3 million, now 4 million listens on here. So whatever, you know, that's a small number. But so I'm just really annoyed by it, man. I had to address it, but. Anyways, we're going to go into the next topic, which is our favorite segment. That is the six. The six is where we name a topic, and then we have a list of six based off that topic. Okay, so on this, the six, we're going to let y'all into our brains a little bit more. So, basically, this is how we're gonna do it. We're each going to, as we do, it's a round robin of how we did the six. Today's topic is some of the most embarrassing things you've ever done, whether it was at a photo shoot, at a casting call, wherever. Something like during your, as far as like when you were doing something. For your professional career, what's some of the most embarrassing things you've ever done? All right, so I'm going to go to Nay first.
What?
What are some of the most embarrassing things that have ever happened to you while you were modeling? It could be at a photo shoot, whatever.
I don't think I had no embarrassing things.
Huh? You ain't never bust your ass, nothing like that?
No, I never failed at a fashion show.
Oh, me either.
No. No.
Wardrobe malfunctions?
Nope.
No.
I picked a stupid topic there. I'm like, everybody has embarrassing moments. Okay, let me think of another one. That just ruined that moment. I skipped the sixth segment. Everybody always has some accident that happened, so I thought something. Okay. I'll go ahead and go to what's going on. So I apologize to people for sounding stupid on the topic. So yes. What do you have coming up, man?
I'll be going to Gary this weekend for the funeral and for the wake. And I'll be going to Miami soon because with the brand ambassador thing, that's where our photo shoot is. commercial will be shot at in Miami. So I'll be going to Miami soon. So just stay tuned.
Okay. T.
What happened?
Oh, so we moved. Okay,
now.
So to catch you back up, we moved from the sixth segment because it was a bad topic. And so, yes, the next thing we moved was the what's going on segment, what you got coming up.
Y'all see. I ain't
going to tell y'all. All right. Well, people, so I got coming up. I have, of course, I'm making some updates to DustSpot.com. I made a few updates on some important ones that I've been like. I'm doing some small stuff into the site that I'll be adding to there. Talking this week. And then, yeah, like another magazine. We have a magazine, a special issue, a human canvas coming out in February, and then we'll be having another one coming. We'll have our regular scheduled programming of our magazines that'll come out in March. So that'll be the March April issue. But yeah, so a lot of great stuff coming to the magazine. Shout out to Dream Angel Social for being a great guest. Yes, and being a great partner, I'll shout out to Dream Angel Magazine, which I'm surprised T didn't add this to her, what's going on. Yes, they have, they're getting ready to drop a new issue. Well, you can get some of the issues on MagCloud. If you go to dreamangelmag.com, at least you can get some of the magazines in there. There's one that's coming out soon. I have T on the cover and Dressy J, so shout out to the two of them. Make sure I'm not forgetting nothing. Also, too, soon, coming out soon, X25 Fitness magazine, another issue of that. I have sort of a feature in there that I shot. And then I'm going to get, I know last week I was telling y'all about, I did a photo shoot, which I'm still kind of like irking about. Thank you for sending the link, dreamangelmag.com/shop. Thank you, sir. So, yeah, it was a photo shoot I did. It was kind of like, because one of the things you want to do mainly, man, is when it comes to a photo shoot, you have to be talkative, but communication is key from this standpoint. Don't be having people looking all crazy. If I'm making a crazy facial expression or something, let me know. If my clothes I'm looking crazy, I got a crazy collar situation going on, let me know. It's very important to tell people this stuff because it'll save you on time on bad pictures being taken, and you have to look at those later and go, oh, my God, I let that happen? Nah, like, because especially then, I mean, because then you get, especially when you get to a point to where most of the batch is bad because that person doesn't look like anything. So, yeah, it's important, man. You don't have to be super talkative, but you at least got to have some communication letting a person know when some crazy malfunction is going on. Because, man, I wouldn't have no crazy collar situation again. So, yeah. Also, too, if you go to DustSpot, one of the things we have in there, shout out to Mala Angela. She does something there for iModel.academy. You go on there. She actually teaches you something every week. So there'll be two posts this week because she didn't have this one out in time for last week. There's one called Posing 101 that'll teach you how to pose. I suggest you read it. It's a very quick read. It kind of breaks down the importance of understanding posing. It gives you like an early process of how that all goes down. So, yeah. Exactly. So, therefore, people, that is it for today's show. I'm glad you all tuned in. If you missed any part of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. Or if you simply go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio, it would give you all the links that we're at. It'll give you iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all that. So definitely check it out. Rolling out. Also, too, if you're in the industry, make sure that you join dustspot.com, make a page. It is completely free, as well as social Dream Angel Social. Was your social at social.dreamangelmag.com. That is completely free. Make a page. I mean, y'all stop putting all your stock in these fucking social networks that don't give a damn about us. So support the ones that are about supporting professionalism and not about what you was wearing today and who you got beef with. So that's it, everybody. We all remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a
nay.
Or
if
a
if that went close so damn early, I wouldn't have you from.
T-T-T-T.
I would have got me a there thing. Is a way. You tune to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Teddy J, and your girls, Nay Seduction, and T. Melina. We out, y'all. Peace.